Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 31st, 2008. For the fifth day, Gaza under attack. Death toll reaches 390, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army kidnaps 22 Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that the death toll by Wednesday midday stands at 390 due to the Israeli attack on the coastal region. According to the ministry, at least 1,884 Palestinians have been injured by the ongoing Israeli shelling. Among those injured are 300 in critical condition. Local sources reported that the Israeli shelling continued on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Targets included ambulance crews and civilian homes. The Ministry of Health said among those killed on Wednesday at dawn was Dr. Ihab al-Mathoun and medic Mahmoud Abu Hasira. The ministry said that the two were aiding injured people during shelling targeting Gaza City when an Israeli unmanned plane fired directly at them. Among the civilian targets that were shelled on Wednesday at dawn was the oxygen refilling plant, which is used by local hospitals in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army started its attacks on Gaza on Saturday midday, which is only days after the six-month-long Egyptian-mediated ceasefire between Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, and Israel finished. In response to the Israeli attacks, the Palestinian different resistance groups continued to fire homemade shells into Israeli towns located near the Gaza-Israel borders. Israeli sources reported that at least 50 homemade shells landed in different areas in northern Israel. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Palestinian security sources reported that the Israeli army kidnapped 22 Palestinian civilians from the central West Bank city of Ramallah and the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem during pre-dawn attacks on Wednesday. In Ramallah, Israeli troops kidnapped four civilians during house-to-house searches targeting Al-Jalazan refugee camp located in the northern part of the city. Another Israeli force attacked several parts of Bethlehem city and nearby Al-Khadr and Hussan villages and kidnapped 18 civilians, local sources reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Grace Walsh and Ghassan Bonora.